Celebrating 40 years of covering Illinois agriculture, this is the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products.
Some call us Big Ag, but we know that ag is complex. Family farms grow to bring new family members into the family business. Growth brings larger purchases, added production, and much more significant risks. But the goal is simple: feed more with less environmental impact, and do it all responsibly. Learn how the Illinois Corn Checkoff builds understanding of agriculture at www.ilcorn.org.
Colin Waters is Director of Exports and Logistics for the Illinois Corn Growers Association, and we visited with him at Commodity Classic about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement that is being renewed and discussed during Corn Congress as part of the Commodity Classic in San Antonio.
It's a really important trade agreement for us, particularly on the corn side of the ledger, because Mexico is by far our largest export market. It is huge, and Canada is our largest ethanol export market by a significant margin, and so both those both those commodities are really benefiting from the agreement. The way that I think about it is the agreement is basically how we grease the skids to get business done. It's very, very clear kind of rules of the road, I suppose. At least in the corn world, we got a really good example of how that how the agreement works and worked for us when the Mexican previous Mexican president was trying to ban the imports of transgenic corn. We were able to go through the dispute settlement process that is all outlined in the agreement, and the U.S. won the dispute, but the Canadians were on our side as well. So there's a it's not just about the rules of the road, but there's also this ability to kind of work together that is really, really important. The supply chains for North America are highly integrated. All the feedlots in Mexico, where a lot of the corn grown in Illinois and moves down into Mexico, it's going into feedlots, and those feeders, they don't necessarily have a year's worth of storage on their place by any means, right? So they really treat the trains that are coming down as kind of moving storage, right? It's a really highly integrated kind of just-in-time delivery system. So it's working. Those efficiencies have been very good for those customers, and we would like to see that certainly like to see that continue. So the review process is underway. Folks have been submitting comments for the last couple months, really, and San Antonio will be talking about really the importance of USMCA, and I suspect it'll be one of the kind of top priorities to come out, you'll be seeing more about it in the press.
That's Colin Waters, Director of Exports and Logistics for the Illinois Corn Growers Association, on the importance of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and it's up for renewal. That'll be discussed at Corn Congress as part of Commodity Classic this week. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.